You are listening to the Retail Customer Experience Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the latest Retail Customer Experience Podcast. Today's podcast is presented by Headcount, a retail analytics firm focused strictly on brick-and-mortar store traffic and shopper conversion. I'm Judy Model, editor of Retail Customer Experience. Today, we're talking about retail store traffic, which is often cited by retailers as a key reason sales are down. But as our guest today will explain, that may not be the reason for declining sales. Mark Riske is founder and CEO of Headcount. He works with retailers across all categories and all sizes, from big to small chain, across North America, 25 countries in the world. He is also the author of two books on retail analytics, including Conversion, The Last Great Retail Metric, and When Retail Customers Count. So welcome, Mark. Let's just jump right in.
Great to be here with you today.
Your perspective is that retailers don't often have a traffic problem. They have a shopper conversion problem, and that they maybe squandering store traffic. What exactly is happening out there?
Yeah, Judy, you're right. And hardly a day passes, it seems, where you don't hear about a struggling retailer. And more often than not, whenever you hear about the struggling retailer, they talk about, you know, lower store traffic. People just aren't visiting the stores. Now, here's the really ironic part. At the same time, every day people are visiting retailer stores and, you know, looking to buy, but they leave empty-handed. I've been studying brick-and-mortar store traffic trends and conversion trends for two decades now, and the data is clear. Store traffic trends are changing. The nature of why people visit stores is changing and evolving, and for some retailers, that also means they're seeing less traffic. But I got to tell you this, for retailers to blame all their sales woes on declining store traffic, look, it's just misplaced and often overstated.
You know what? When you just mentioned about what store traffic is today, you know, given some of the dynamics in play where Amazon customers are now going to Kohl's to return a product, and that's traffic Kohl's didn't do anything to pull in, and there are different customers. So, you know, let's start off by defining traffic.
Excellent question and a great way to put it. Retailers are so desperate to get more traffic into their stores, they'll do things like Amazon pickup locations and other things. It's almost like it doesn't matter how you get people in the store, just do it. But the funny thing is, many retailers today still define traffic differently. And I know that might seem kind of crazy, but traffic for some retailers is really defined by the number of transaction counts. That is how many sales are done versus the people that come into their stores and the actual visitation. And so I would say that for retailers, using transaction counts as a proxy for store traffic is just really a bad idea.
Right, because in this sense is that you and I can both go into the store, but you only buy something, so they're missing out on me. Is that kind of what we're talking?
That's exactly it. And the thing is, Judy, many retailers didn't even know you showed up. So they didn't even know they missed you as a sale. They have no information. They don't even know that you were there.
Right.
So, yeah, that's a big part of the problem.
So can you give me an example kind of how you guys have maybe worked with a retailer on this kind of, you know, and it sounds simple, but it's not. I mean, traffic is key and traffic is important. But it's always good to hear how you in the trenches can turn this around for a retailer.
Well, the trenches is a good way to describe it. Yeah, here's an example. So we worked with this large retailer, very large retailer. They have over 1,000 stores. Annually, they generated 90 million transaction counts. That's a lot of transaction counts. This is a very big retailer. They were using those transaction counts as a proxy for store traffic. So what we did is we installed traffic counters in a sample of their stores and started to collect that traffic data. And based on that sample, we extrapolated the results and we estimate that across all their stores in a year, about 300 million people visit. Now, just Let me restate that. 90 million transactions versus 300 million traffic counts, and they don't even know that 300 million traffic counts even existed. You know, for them, now with this data and an understanding of traffic, their executives, instead of saying, hey, how can we drive more traffic in the stores? They're saying, hey, why aren't more of the 300 million people that are visiting, why aren't they buying? A way better and smarter question.
Right. So it's paying attention to the non-transactional aspect of the traffic, right? And I think, you know, you and I have talked during the years, and At one point, you kind of described store traffic as a precious non-renewable resource. And by that, I'm getting you're talking about someone comes in, I don't buy anything, I haven't had any engagement, and I'm probably likely not to come back, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I don't think retailers think of their store traffic as precious non-renewable. They
right.
think traffic just keeps, they can just keep generating more and more traffic. But when you consider that in this day and age, that you can buy anything, anywhere, anytime, that
right.
even a minor service indiscretion can cause that shopper to go elsewhere and just not come back. And so I think that if retailers treated that traffic as precious and also non-renewable, meaning that if that customer leaves, they may not come back, customer service levels would go up, conversion would go up, sales would go up. Everyone would be happier and more successful.
Well, and, you know, and the thing is, and that takes a lot more time and focus, and that's exactly where headcount comes in, I realize. You know, and we talk about traffic being the key driver, but there's a couple of other things that play in, right, to retail sales?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right, Judy. So retail sales, if you think about it, are a function of just three things. Traffic, so how many people showed up in the store. Conversion rate, what percentage of those visitors actually purchased. And three, average ticket, how much did they buy? And so you can influence sales by influencing any of those three variables. Now, retailers tend to be almost myopically focused on trying to drive traffic. And they also focus a lot on drive up average ticket, you know, try to get the add-on sale, increase basket size. But very few retailers spend enough time focused on conversion. And how do we get more of those visitors to actually buy?
So, you know, and again, I'm going back to all the great talks we've had. You gave me an example once about, you know, how you helped me at least understand the connection between store traffic and sales. And it was something about analyzing the results from a big group of retailers.
Right, exactly. So there's a perception about how these things work, but we wanted to actually understand it with data. And so here's what we did. We looked at the year-over-year store traffic changes versus year-over-year sales changes across hundreds of retail sites, okay? Across all kinds of retail categories. And the hypothesis was simply this. If traffic, store traffic and sales are correlated or highly correlated, then if store traffic is down, then sales should also be down. And so that's a very simple hypothesis. The problem was that's not what the data showed.
Okay, so give me an example so I can kind of understand how this all fits together.
Yeah, okay. So this was a 450-store apparel chain, and this retailer was really struggling traffic, or at least sales, but they thought traffic was the key problem. And their traffic was down. In fact, when we looked at those 450 stores, many of them had declines in traffic. And one district really stuck out for us. It was a district of 15 stores. Now, year over year, this 15-store district, every one of the stores in that district had a year-over-year decline in traffic.
Okay.
And those year-over-year declines in traffic ranged from -2% to -24%. Think about that. A store had a decline in visitation by 24%. I mean, it's huge.
Right.
So what we did is we looked at the decline in year-over-year traffic and then analyzed the year-over-year sales results. If these things are highly correlated, then you would assume or have to believe that most or all of those 15 stores would have declines in year-over-year sales. But in fact, 8 out of those 15 stores actually delivered positive year-over-year sales despite the traffic declines. And there was one store that really stood out, store number 12. And the reason why that store really stuck out for us was because year-over-year traffic was down 16%. Average ticket values were down 4%. Conversion up 34%, which resulted in year-over-year sales being up 7.6%. So that, again, just think about that. Traffic was down over 16%. Sales were up almost 8%.
Kind of like that whole quantity versus quality, in that you can have 25% less people coming in the store, but once in the store, they're being encouraged to interact and buy where maybe they wouldn't have before. Really, you know, the number of feet coming in the store ties to how deeply a retailer is paying attention to each shopper, right?
Exactly. You hit it on the head. And I might say it this way. It's not just how much traffic comes in the store. It's what that retailer does with the traffic that matters most.
Okay.
That's really the point.
You know, as we are going to wrap up in a few minutes, give me a quick list of maybe two or three things that all retailers should be doing to improve in-store conversion.
Okay. Well, you know, look, there's a lot that retailers can do. And I think that, I really believe this. Every retailer has an opportunity to improve their in-store shopper conversion rates. But in my experience, most retailers really underestimate their ability to improve conversion. And in fact, lots of them don't even think about that. And what they fail to truly appreciate is that even a modest increase in conversion rates can have a huge impact on their overall sales. So look, it's hard to generalize across every retail category because it's going to be a little different for each. But here are a couple of tips that I would give any retailer. Number one, you got to track store traffic. You'll never be able to calculate conversion rate if you don't know how many people came in the store in the first place. If you're using transactions as a proxy, stop it. It's a bad idea. Number two, align your staff resources to traffic. It's so basic. It's almost I'm embarrassed to even say it. But the reality is retailers generally align their staff and schedule staff based on store sales. So if sales are going down because they're not converting, they continue to understaff their stores and the problem gets worse. Number three, finally, make it easy for store managers to understand this data. You can't just say improve conversion. They need to know where to look. And part of it comes from data, but also making that data easy for them to understand, pick out opportunities, and then for them to apply the insights.
Right. And the store manager, as well as every associate in the store, is on the front line. That's the first interaction a customer often has. So those are great actionable items. And that's what we always hope to provide in a podcast. As we're going to wrap up, I think you mentioned you guys also have a white paper available.
Yeah, that's right, Judy. You know, look, we covered a lot of ground here, but we put this all on a white paper called Driving Sales When Store Traffic is Down. And not only does it reiterate some of the things you and I just discussed, but it really gets into more detail about conversion rate optimization and how to think about it in brick and mortar stores. So you can get that white paper for free on either the Retail Customer Experience website. I'm pretty sure there's links there, as well as on headcount.com. But the other thing I would advise your listeners, if they really are interested in this and want to go deeper, I encourage them to pick up a copy of my book, Conversion, the Last Great Retail Metric. Get it on Amazon or wherever they love to buy books, and it really gets into a lot of depth about how to use and apply basic but profoundly important metrics, traffic and conversion.
You know, and that's what's so great about a podcast, I think, is that we can take an aspect like this in the retail environment and really dig in and delve into something that, you know, can literally start changing a business the next day. So I really appreciate all your insight, Mark, and that wraps up our podcast. Thank you to everyone listening. And I encourage you to download the white paper and check out Mark's book. It's a great read. And be well.